This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Pope Francis was discharged from a Rome hospital earlier this week, but is still recovering from a case of double pneumonia at the Vatican. CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay reported as the Pope was released.
It was a long-awaited hello. What became the longest hospital stay in Francis's papacy could very well have ended in goodbye. Thank you to everyone, the Pope said with a frail voice, then found time to compliment a woman with yellow flowers. It was the first time the public had laid eyes on the Pope in the flesh in more than 5 weeks.
It's a moment we didn't know if we would ever see.
Absolutely, yes. We were not sure about this, you know, in which way it will go. But it seems that God listens to the prayers of the whole church.
Pope Francis may be coming out of the hospital, but he is not out of the woods. Doctors say he'll still need 2 months to recover, and he's going to have to avoid large crowds like this one. That is a big ask for the people's Pope.
Francis made his hard-won exit in a trademark low-key papal white Fiat, waving from the window. We could see nasal tubes for the oxygen therapy he continues to receive, a reminder of how serious his condition remains. For weeks, the faithful gathered every night in St. Peter's Square to pray the rosary. Now, both his voice and his body reflect the toll of double pneumonia. But his spirit, his doctor said, remains unscathed.
The Pope's doctors told an Italian newspaper one day later that the 88-year-old pontiff almost didn't make it.
Well, we knew it was bad, but perhaps not this bad. His doctor said that at one point he came so close to dying that they had to, quote, consider letting him go. Now, it all started last month when Francis was undergoing a breathing crisis and was choking on his own vomit. Doctors had to consider throwing everything they had at the problem, drugs, treatment, even if that meant damaging his internal organs. And Pope Francis, who was lucid the entire time, they say, agreed to it. It's just a level of detail that we are not used to getting about any pope, but Francis is the reason for that. He told his doctors he wanted them to be straightforward with both him and the general public from the very beginning. Well, now that he's out of the hospital and back here at the Vatican, he has 2 months of recovery ahead of him. That means rehabilitating his lungs, rehabilitating his mobility, and he is under strict doctor's orders not to do too much mingling with the general public.
The Pope's doctors say they believe the fact that prayer services held around the world for the Pope contributed to his survival. In other news, another Catholic school in the St. Louis Archdiocese has announced it will close at the end of this school year. This one is in South County. It's St. Simon the Apostle School in the Green Park area. In announcing the closure, Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski cites declining enrollment as the reason. Currently, 70 students are enrolled for the 2025-26 school year, including one grade level where only 3 students have enrolled and another with just a single student. Archbishop Rozanski says the Archdiocese will provide placement assistance to St. Simon faculty and staff, as well as enrollment assistance to families who wish to place their children into other Catholic elementary schools. St. Simon Elementary School has been open for 65 years, and it's been serving students from all over South County, St. Louis City, Fenton, and Arnold, among other areas. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.